You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Here we are.
Yeah.
In the morning.
It is the place to go.
7:06, beautiful clear skies this morning. We're going to see bright, beautiful sunshine all day long. Highs around 61 degrees. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's 40 degrees on State Street.
And right now, we've got Savannah Tomei Olson on the line, news director. And I just, you know, she's got a whole bunch of big stories here, but the big one is the city budget. You got to fill us in on what's going on with the Madison city budget.
Good morning.
Yeah, there was some last-minute drama on Tuesday as they were finally ready to pass this budget. So they've been talking about it for months, right? Mm-hmm. The mayor has spent months rolling out this piece, that piece, this aspect of it. And what happened on Tuesday was three alders kind of banded together and created this proposal to defund the Office of the Independent Monitor. Now, that was the Independent Police Monitor, which was created in 2020. It had been discussed for years and was finally got some funding, got basically all the framework set up to create this office and create the police civilian oversight board, right? And once they hired Robin Copley in 2022 to be the Independent Police Monitor, things really took a while to get off the ground. It wasn't until December of 24 that there was even a complaint form released.
Wow.
from the Office of the Independent Monitor.
Okay.
At one point, Copley was on health leave, and then she just resigned in October citing health issues. So these alders decided that it would be a better idea to defund the Office of the Independent Monitor and put that money toward basically all the extra money that they need to implement body cameras for police here in Madison. And ultimately that move failed, but this was the second budget cycle in a row that the Office of the Independent Monitor was on the chopping block. Last year, the mayor was straight up considering axing the office altogether.
Wow.
So there is definitely some pressure on them going forward to produce some results. It was a tense meeting on Tuesday.
Wow, no job stability there.
Apparently.
I'd be looking for work if that were my job. God.
Oh, well.
Wow. All right.
And I think technically they're only given 2.6 full-time equivalent employees.
Yeah.
So it's not huge, but that's $400,000 that alders wanted to put somewhere else.
All right. Is there anything else that's bubbling up here that we should know about?
Well, the other big thing, I know we keep talking about this, but that data center in Beaver Dam was announced on Wednesday.
Yes,
and that will be Meta. It'll be gigantic. And so we'll just kind of have to see what goes from there. The mayor says this really benefits them because after the tax increment district ends, Meta will be paying 15% of all of city tax revenue, which is huge for Beaver Dam.
So
it really shows the trade-off that that these communities are facing, because they can really make some improvements with money that big too.
Yeah, they really can.
And one more question before you go here, Savannah, and we'll be asking this for the next 3 years. How's that John Nolan construction project happening? Okay.
We've had a couple of those overnight closures, right? Oh,
great.
My gosh.
Yeah.
I went last week and I was like, okay, 2.5 more years, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good enough. Savannah, always good to talk to you. We appreciate it. You have a good weekend.
You guys too. Thanks
All
a
right.
bunch.
All right. Savannah Tomei Olson from WMDX.
Okay. We
News.
Came up with a clip here, and we want to thank Tim Gifford for providing us with it. He's from Watertown.
Yeah.
Let's listen to the
This is an exchange between Stephanie Miller and Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity invited her on the show, and here's what happened.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, that clip included some other things that we were added there for effect. But you get the gist of it. I'm sure Stephanie is going to talk a little bit more about this on her show coming up after ours. Okay.
Well,
so anything else we want to talk about?
We have an announcement to make.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You know how much we love getting up in the morning and and giving you the latest information about the Trump administration and our move into fascism.
Right.
It's always something to laugh about. But we try to add a little, a painted smile to all of this bad news.
Yeah. Just to have a little fun and to make it go down a little easier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Things that are happening in our world.
Things have changed here at Civic Media. They have made some dramatic moves. We found this out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And John and Gordy will be in the afternoons.
Yeah. And that'll
starting next week.
Starting next week, yes. Starting Monday.
From 2 till 5 o'clock.
Right. So
and we feel bad because we don't abandon you here in the morning. We're going to be filling in the mornings as well. We're going to do two shows because we just can't just drop out. And we want somebody that does pretty much what we do here to help you through this move into fascism. And by the way, we want you to know that we value every one of your calls, your opinions. You have become a major part of this program.
Yes.
You are part of us. We value everything that you have done so far, and we want to see you in the afternoon where we expect you to call and continue this conversation because you are invaluable to the John and Gordy Show.
Yep. So we're moving to the network, and again, that starts Monday, 2 to 5.
Yep. Yeah. And Pete Schwab gets an extra hour. Well, he'll start at 5.
Mm-hmm.
But, we've got an extra hour.
Mm-hmm. So there'll be some other announcements during the day today.
Yes.
And we invite you to tune in for the rest of the day, and you'll hear some of that.
It's tough because have designed this entire program, all our jingles, everything, for the mornings, and we just expect to talk to you first thing and work you through this, and you help us get through this as well. Yeah. So
we've had a good 2-year run here in the mornings.
It was a great audition. It was a 2-year audition. We're going to be statewide, though, and that's what's really exciting for us.
Yeah.
We'll be on the Civic Media Network now.
Yeah. So that's happening, and we invite you to come along with us. But also, we'll be filling in here
We can't abandon the morning right away.
And that means double the stories, right? Now you can actually finish all the stories that you have. You know?
That's it. We've got a big backlog.
Look at this.
So we ask for more time.
I've got a phone book worth of stories that I have not gotten to. Why am I carrying this thing with me? I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're getting some texts in here already, and we appreciate that. And somebody who's identifying as Sky is the Limit says, I've really enjoyed your show in the morning. Most definitely will try to listen in the afternoon as well. Thank you so much for your service, guys. Well, thank you.
Well, I know everybody that calls here in the program, and I'm talking about everybody. I know I've heard them on other shows on Civic Media.
Right.
So just fill us in. Keep in contact.
Keep in touch with us.
Yeah, we have to talk. We have to keep going.
Okay.
Don't want to stop this.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Moving on.
Let's get to the Bible, Trump Bible, if we can. My favorite.
The Trump Bible.
My favorite Bible.
Do they still make the Trump Bible?
You know, I don't know how
I
that.
I bet they've got a warehouse sales, full. Of
they
them.
Never bragged about the Trump Bible sales. Right. Okay, so after rigidly refusing to negotiate with the Democrats over life-saving health care and SNAP for needy families, this was said. Let's go to cut 87. All right, okay. Let's listen.
Thank you. The Bible tells us that one of the measures of any society is how it cares for vulnerable children and orphans. So important, and it's so big in the Bible. So as we make America great again, we are going to protect American children in foster care.
Wow. Says the guy that asked the Supreme Court to keep millions of American kids hungry. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's what the Bible says, I guess. Okay. Now let's get to Representative Tim Burchett. He lied bold-faced about the Epstein files. This is just amazing. This is truly amazing. As everyone knows by now, the Biden administration didn't release the Epstein files because in 2021, the Democrats wanted to protect a lot of the victims who still had court cases going, okay? Now, here's what was said by Tim Burchett. Now, Burchett is like crazy Southern mega. And he had his own excuses for this, so let's listen to Cut 88. Listen to this.
Hey, everybody. Tim Burchett in Washington, D.C. today, of course, trying to open up the government. But I tried to make them release the Epstein files, and I was blocked by the Democrats.
No, it wasn't.
This is all gamesmanship, folks. It's not about releasing the files. If they had something on Trump, they would have released it. Biden had it for 4 years.
We didn't
they
do that.
Trump more than anything in the world. And so now they blocked it, and so they can piecemeal the truth and the half-truths, both sides, of what really went down with Epstein. And it's kind of disgusting, really. But, well, I tried. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah. It's kind of disgusting okay. that you tried. Here's what actually happened. Representative Tim Burchett, who seems to be trying to steal the mantle of the number one pedophile protector in Congress from Mike Johnson, fast-tracked an Epstein files vote using unanimous consent, okay? This is important. A procedural shortcut that requires both parties' leadership to sign off on in advance. He didn't get the advance. He didn't get it signed off. No one approved it. So that didn't go through. So when he attempted it on the floor of the House, they blocked it. And the Democrats didn't block it. It was the Republicans who blocked it. In fact, specifically, Representative Steve Womack of Arkansas blocked it because he was presiding over the House at that time. So the Democrats had nothing to do with blocking any of this. They just lied. They just lied.
Yeah.
What is wrong? What's happening
lie.
To these people?
Okay. We will continue with more stories of the day here. 19 past the hour. John and Gordy continues after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It's where the action is. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. And
Coming up in about 15 minutes, Rocker is in the studio with the Max Inc. preview.
He's walking around here, and we made a major announcement, and a few questions and text came in regards to that. Let's go to Bud in Janesville, who had the biggest question of all. Bud, thanks for giving us a call.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, hey, love your show, guys.
Thank you.
And you dropped this bomb about your moving.
Yes.
Right. And to the afternoon, and, you know, I listen all day.
Yeah.
What's happening to Maggie Dawn?
Now, here's what we didn't want to do, Bud, and we didn't want to speak for the other individuals. They will be making their own announcements today. They will be on today. And listen for them at that point, okay? And we don't want to speak for them, all right? Let me tell you this, though. We're all very good friends here at Civic Media. We love every one of the other announcers. We work together all the time. And it's kind of tough to take, just to let you know, okay? But we don't want to speak for them. Listen to their shows they have today. To explain and say what they want to say. And I'm sure they'll be glad to hear from you.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you, Bud. And let's see. Taking some other texts here. And Dick is on the line here. Let's go to Dick.
All right.
Good morning, Dick.
Good morning, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You answered my question just now. Real quickly, will CJ be moving to the afternoon?
Well, you know,
because my thinking is this: by the afternoon, he might actually have come up with some factual things to talk about.
Okay. Yes, he'll be wide awake. You know.
We'll let CJ talk for himself.
That was really mean of me.
That was good.
Yeah.
But CJ, actually, you know, he was at our listener appreciation party.
Right.
And he wants to be called by his real name instead of CJ.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Did he ask us to do
that? Yes.
Oh, well, I didn't even know that.
I
can't remember.
Okay.
Clarence? I'm not quite sure, but we might just do that in the afternoon.
Right. Let's go to Trace calling from Portage. Good morning, Trace.
Hey, gentlemen. Hi. So I commute every morning to Sun Prairie to my job, so I hear you in the morning.
Yeah.
But now I got to listen to you two knuckleheads in the afternoon on the way back.
Oh, I know. I know.
That's right.
Do you guys have enough material?
We have so much stuff. You know, we needed a third hour.
We need two shows.
Now we have two shows. Sitting in the morning for a couple of days or 3 days or so. We don't want to just drop off.
I'm happy to hear it, and I can't wait to actually get to all your cuts in the afternoon. So
yeah,
I'm excited for it.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, and listen throughout the day here, too.
Great stuff. Thanks, Trace.
We'll get to more information for everybody through the day. All right.
Catherine always loves it, doesn't she?
Yeah.
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 Gee, a promo for CJ from Dick.
Just help me out here. Just help me out.
All right. But, you know, this is kind of.
By the way, we want to mention as Rocker's strolling into the studio. Good morning, Rocker.
How you doing,
good
guys?
To see you, man. Rocker's actually going to be with us this evening as we fill in for Pete Schwabe on Nightlight. He's going to be doing the bar band update, the Max Inc. preview, the evening edition, the Friday evening edition. So you're here in the morning with us, and you're here in the evening with us. Right? Right, Rock?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
I will be.
Okay,
wow.
Good.
With or without headphones on.
Talk about strong arming. I mean,
leverage.
Anyway.
But anyway, we certainly want to continue Rocker in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I just heard the announcement just now.
Yeah.
And as I was driving in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Yes. And we'll have to pick a different day because, you know. We'll
figure it out.
It would be back to back. It would be, you know.
Yeah.
On Friday.
So
Schwabe follows us at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So
wow.
Yeah.
And also tonight we'll be talking with Tom Manis and Christy Manis. They've written a couple of books about Wisconsin roadsides and cool things to visit in Wisconsin. So they join us tonight.
Some of the oddities in Wisconsin that we know and love so well.
Yeah.
All right, let's
see. Boy, what do we got? We got a couple of minutes here.
Well, I had a great story from Brooke Rollins, the AG secretary, and that just is not going to work out. It's a little too long.
Okay.
Let's go to Megyn Kelly, though, deciding that Epstein's victims' ages weren't that young. Get this.
Boy.
This is Cut 94.
This is really something.
Yeah, this is outrageous. Let's listen.
As for Epstein, I've said this before, but just as a reminder, I do know somebody very, very close to this case who is in a position to know virtually everything. Not everything, but virtually everything. And this person has told me from the start, years and years ago, that Jeffrey Epstein, in this person's view, was not a pedophile. This is this person's view, who was there for a lot of this.
Okay.
But that he was into the barely legal type. Like, he liked 15-year-old girls.
Oh,
and I realize this is disgusting. I'm definitely not trying to make an excuse for this.
Yes,
I'm
you
just
are.
Giving
right.
the facts.
Yes, you are.
That he wasn't into, like, 8-year-olds. But he liked the very young teen types that could pass for even younger than they were, but would look legal to a passerby.
That's and not working. You're not,
that is what
not
I believed, and that is what I reliably was told for many years. And it wasn't until we heard from Pam Bondi that they had tens of thousands of videos of alleged, forgive me, they used to call it kiddie porn. Now they call it child sexual abuse material.
Yeah, but she said
on his computer.
Yeah, they have they have the videos. So.
Yeah.
Can you imagine she's actually trying to differentiate
the
ages?
Well, yeah, 15 and 16.
It's not real
young. You know, that's not really
but
that
bad. But they look much younger.
Right.
So.
Wow.
God.
Just wow.
Nice.
29 past the hour. We'll get an update from Midwest Food and Farm Report with Pam Yonke and her crew. And then we're back with Rocker in the studio. A Max Inc. preview for a Friday morning. John and Gordy, stay right here.
Pretty blunt. There it is.
Yeah.
A big intro.
So I got a question, Gordy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you write the lyrics and input those, or does AI come up with the lyrics?
No, I came up with the lyrics.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's that's a tricky part with AI, just trying to get the lyrics so it sort of rhymes, or, you know, because you don't know what it's going to spit out. So really, the ratio, I mean, I'll do those, and then I'll put in the lyrics and everything, and put in a few other things, and then... It'll spit out a couple of demos.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And then, so the ratio is what actually, I have to do that about 8 or 10 times before I get it to something that really is good.
I mean, listen, I tried to do it, and Gordy is a wizard. I don't even know how he does it, because I did one, and it took me hours.
Really?
You have like 30 that you
I'll show you a couple of tricks.
Show me the trick.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's a tool, right?
And
you have to learn how to use it, and it can be pretty handy.
Yeah.
You know, as a music person, I look at it and say, is that where music is going? But as a tool for radio production and stuff, it's actually very handy.
Let's hope it's not
very
going
cool.
there. And I know that a lot of people in radio do not want to have anything to do with AI.
Right.
We like to dabble.
Right.
We think it's okay as long as we have fun with it and don't take it too seriously and just, you know, and create crazy things with it. That's all.
Well, you know, here's the reality of the situation, right? There is one jingle that you guys play that is a local musician, right? and it's the John and Gordy Show.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's done by Shawnee, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shondell did that.
Shondell Marks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, so you think about that. That's really cool. A local musician did it even. Excuse me. And so it's very fun. But at the same time, there's only one of them.
Right.
And if you were like, yeah, you know what? I want to do another jingle. It's like, boy, it would take a while. Like by the time you did 10,
right.
You guys might be retired.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and so.
Well, Mike Massey did our intro, and,
right.
You know, and uh-huh. He did that, you know,
beautiful.
More than 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he did a great job on that. And he did a couple other musical things
yeah.
for us. And, you know, we don't want to stop that either. I mean,
right.
I would love to have more local music on our air.
Well, we would be asking our friends to do jingles for us for the rest of time. You know, we don't want to do that.
Right.
I know. Yeah. It's a tough question. So
yeah.
I think it's a useful tool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Well, especially radio jingle. You know, it's kind of that's a real niche. I mean, it's not like a real song. You know, it's
yeah.
just a jingle. It's
and no one does
seconds. Exactly.
No one does jingles
it's
anymore.
It's just a jingle.
Yeah, it's just kind of a nostalgic okay. thing that we did. That's all.
Well, let's get into the Max Inc. radio
yeah.
preview, man.
And this is real music, right?
That's right.
Max Inc. Radio, Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. right here on 92.7 WMDX. This week, Rob Roberts is in for me and Jane because he's going to be spinning local Wisconsin-made music. It's my birthday. I'm going out. I'm going to VO5 mm-hmm. for their 20th extravaganza. We'll talk about that in one moment.
That's going to be a big show. At the Atwood.
That's
music
right.
Hall.
Yeah. I'll tell you about it a little bit in a second. Okay. You can listen to the podcast of our show, Max Inc. Radio. Find individual interviews and performances on our Spotify and Apple Music pages. Just search Max Inc. Radio or go right here, civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. And you can always send us a request or send us your music, MP3 format, music@civicmedia.us. That's music@civicmedia.us. And we'll consider your music for on-air playback. VO5, November 15th. That's tonight, 7:30. They're going to start right on time. It's the 20th anniversary extravaganza of VO5.
That's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. You're right.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm already thinking
it's
Saturday.
I know, you're thinking you're ready
to go, man. I'm anticipating it. I'm ready to go. You're right.
Sorry to correct you, but I just wanted to get that out there.
I stand corrected.
Okay.
November 15th, that is Saturday.
Yeah.
And you know what? They were on our show last week. You can go listen to the interview. And we had VO5 in our studio, and they told us they're going to be adding a string section. They're
really?
Going to be adding, they're going to be bolstering up their horn section, so it's going to be a large horn section as well. And over the 20 years, they've had more than 30 people as members of VO5.
Is that right?
And so they've called them all up. So there's going to be all these kind of guest appearances
uh-huh.
and appearances from band members that used to be in the band that, you know. And so it is truly an extravaganza. And
yeah.
there's also going to be a mayoral proclamation.
What?
Yeah, something about VO5 Day. Can you believe it? Right here in Madison.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're going to.
When are we going to reach those kind of heights?
I don't know. We got a long way to go, I guess.
Well, it's the John and Gordy Day every day now, from 2 to 5 p.m. right here on WMDX 92.7.
That's all right. Starting Monday.
Starting Monday.
Yeah.
Starting Monday. So anyway. VO5 this weekend. It's my birthday. Come on out. It's going to be a super lot of fun. And we're going to have a good time. And right now, I brought in a piece of this song that they did some years back, 2015, I believe it was. And it's kind of a Wisconsin song. It's called The Wisconsin Rap. This is VO5.
Mm-hmm. All you people from Brooklyn think you're really great. Well, I'm here to tell you about a better state. It's a state of mind. Don't need to be refined. It's 100% grade A behind Wisconsin.
To get naked and ain't afraid to show it. Go to Maze and Maney Beach and let the world know it. Throw your clothes on the sand, wave your gonads in the breeze, get bit up by mosquitoes and
sand fleas.
Don't matter if you're fat or got blotchy skin.
Wow.
Whoa, that is great.
That is wild. Man.
What's the name of that song?
It's the Wisconsin Rap.
Oh, man.
And it really goes on for a while.
We're going to got the Meso Beach in there.
We're going to have to
there's get the even full thing. An extended version. And they go through and they have one of those, like the rap, they name like every city in Wisconsin. Yeah. It's pretty crazy. You know, you got to hear the whole thing. Maybe,
okay.
Yeah. We'll play it this weekend, or not this weekend, maybe next weekend on Max Inc. Radio. So
okay. Tune
in, Max Inc. Radio, Saturday night, 6 to 9 p.m. And we play things like VO5. And also, Flannel Fest is coming, guys.
Oh, that's right.
The Record Company, The Mascot Theory, Beth Kidley Band, and American Scarecrows. That's going to be the 21st at the Barrymore Theater right here in Madison. And then the 22nd, they travel up to Appleton, actually Kimberly, at Tanner's Bar and Grill. Mm-hmm. It's a benefit for the Wisconsin Warm and Cool Fund and The Record Company. They're a Grammy-nominated blues rock band. You might have heard of them mm-hmm. from Los Angeles. And you might recognize this song right here. It's Off the Ground. It went all the way to number one on the Billboard charts, playing at Flannel Fest 1121 at the Barrymore Theater. This is The Record Company, Off the Ground.
I gotta give myself off the side of the road. I gotta give myself up off the side of the road. But things are looking clear as a hell of a pen. Don't know how it'll end, but I know where to begin. I gotta get myself off the side of the road. I gotta quit lying to myself and let the truth.
Stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And they're going to be playing with a bunch of local bands, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Mascot Theory, Beth Kidley Band, and American Scarecrows. Actually, they're regional. They're from Minneapolis. Great band.
And so, Flannel Fest has been going on for quite a long time,
this
right?
This is the 11th year, I believe.
Yeah.
So,
and raising money for that Wisconsin Warm and Cool Fund. What a terrific cause.
So far, over $170,000 that they've...
That's amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
So they just keep going. It's a great fund. Mm-hmm. So right now, we got to start keeping them warm, right?
Right. That's this time of year.
Gotta hey, we're going to move on to BAM. I told you about BAM because they just played on Max Inc. Radio last week, live in the Mad City. Right here, we had their full band. It was a drum set right outside the window here, guys. And then keyboards, guitar player, bass player. They were totally amazing. They are going to be playing Friday, November 21st, 8 p.m. at the Harmony Bar with the Jeremiah Jams Band. And then they'll be January 8th at the Burr Oak at 8 p.m. We just heard, I thought, an amazing performance. We recorded it. So now we're going to take a listen. This is BAM Mountain, live from the Mad City.
Those are my kind of lyrics.
yeah.
I really never hear or know of the lyrics, so that works for me. You know,
they're great. It felt like having the Allman Brothers in the studio.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what it reminded me of.
They were great, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really good band.
Good stuff. Excellent.
How much time we got?
I think we got time for
about two minutes.
Another clip here.
Two minutes. Well, you know what a double dip is, guys.
Sure.
A double dip is when Max Inc. Radio plays two tunes in a row.
Oh, that kind of
sometimes it's
dip.
By the same artist. Sometimes it's like kind of conceptual. Yeah. Well, we're going to do a double dip right now. Jeremiah Jams Band, they are from Green Bay, and they're going to be playing Friday, November 21st with Bam, who we just heard, 8 p.m. at the Harmony Bar. Jeremiah Jams Band, a Wisconsin-based psychedelic and jam rock band led by the husband-wife duo of Jeremiah and Emily Jams. And they are really a great band. They're going to be with Bam Friday, November 21st at the Harmony Bar. Right now, let's check out one of their songs. This is called Moonlight Star.
All right.
Right back with Rocker with more of the Max Inc. preview after this on John and Gordy, WMDX.
Let your mind connect with the evening and the morning star. Let your spirit shine, shine in the dark.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning, and want to say thank you for all the comments from Sky's the Limit on YouTube. Had a few things to say, and we appreciate your commentary there as well about the show in the afternoon and the morning show as well. So appreciate that a lot.
Yep. And be listening throughout the day for some more announcements. And also, we're going to be on Pete Schwab's show. We're filling in again tonight with our guests, Tom and Christy Manis, and Rocker.
Yeah.
You're coming back tonight.
Oh, back on Pete Schwab's show. That's
always fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It is.
Well, it is, but we'll be filling in.
Right. Which will make it more fun.
Yeah, sure. There you go.
Okay. Well, what else?
We're going into the Rocker's Closet, right?
Rocker's Closet. So Max Inc. Radio, 6 to 9 p.m. Yep. Saturday nights. And when you come in and check out Max Inc. Radio, sometimes I'll pull stuff out of my closet, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you think of, the radio, a lot of radio lives on forever, right? Led Zeppelin, you hear them every day when you turn on the radio.
Yeah.
But sometimes your favorite band breaks up. And what happens then? Well, they go into Rocker's Closet, and we pull it out.
It's a big closet.
That's right. Yeah. So I went into the closet this week, and I found a Milwaukee artist, Sigmund Snowpeck III. You might remember him. He's been around for a long, long time, through the 70s and 80s in Milwaukee area. This album was co-produced, or this song, I should say, was co-produced by Victor DiLorenzo of the Violent Femmes. Also, Brian Ritchie, bassist and co-founder of the Violent Femmes, he is guesting on banjo, bass guitar, and mandolin. This is from the Wisconsin Sane 1987 album. This is, thank God, this is in Cleveland. Of course, he's talking about Milwaukee.
You know, some people think they got a lot to complain about when they get a flat tire on 35th and National. Or they get lost in the Industrial Valley on the way home from
Been
a
there.
Brewers game.
Been there.
But not me. See, I know better, cause I've been all over the whole world. I traveled far and wide, but it's always great to get back home to the land of a thousand bars. Some people bitch about Milwaukee, but me, I don't really care. As long as I can drink that beer, as long as I can have my blue hair. Well, thank God this isn't Cleveland.
I love the perspective.
That's hilarious. like it.
Oh, that.
I want to say there was somebody in Milwaukee who put on their roof, Cleveland. You know, so when you fly in on the plane in Milwaukee, you see Cleveland. What?
Yeah, right.
I think that was in response to Siggy Snowpig's song. Thank God this isn't Cleveland, and that was really fun. Like, gosh, that was 87.
Wow.
That came out, and it was kind of fun. It got some good radio play. I mean, people love listening to.
Oh, so you can go find it.
YouTube, Spotify, it's all over there. Sigmund Snowpeck the Third.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Well, let's get to, you know, I was talking about this guy a couple of weeks ago, Jeff Burkhart. He's with Dan McGuire. That's going to be Friday, December 5th at the Cargo Coffee East. Jeff Burkhart, of course, songwriter and performer. He's been on PBS Wisconsin. He's from Indiana. Came to Madison for UW. Worked here for many years with key nonprofits and now counsels nonprofits and writes music. And he's pushing this song that he wrote in response to today's political climate. This is We Gotta Fight, live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio. This is Jeff Burkhart.
There is certainty in killing democracy, loss of camaraderie with all other countries. Sloppy policy and demagoguery is not what it used to be. Delusional actions of fascists have their vengeance. There's only a remnant of honor and truth. What else can we do? We gotta fight for the right to fight tonight. We gotta fight for the right to fight tomorrow. Yeah, we gotta fight for the right to fight tonight. We gotta fight for the right to fight tomorrow.
Like
great
that.
Song.
Yeah. There you go.
Really,
you know,
cool.
It reminds me of, you know, the 60s.
Yes.
And the 60s where musicians were really writing a lot about politics and about the current events that were happening at the time. And sometimes in music today, I think, you know, everybody's kind of out doing their own thing. They're not necessarily always thinking about politics. So when I see a band bringing in a little bit of politics, writing a good song about current issues, I'd like to see a little more of that. So that's why I kind of brought that up again. You can go see him coming up.
Ooh.
Jeff Burkhart and Dan McGuire, Friday, December 5th.
Cargo
Coffee East. He sings a lot of songs, includes some politics. There's a great interview on Max Inc. Radio. So if you go up to civicmedia.us/MaxIncRadio or Apple Spotify, you can find our podcast and you will hear us talking to Jeff Burkhart.
Right.
And him performing a few songs.
And for this weekend, tomorrow night,
you're
off.
I'm off.
It's your birthday.
I'm at VO5. Yeah, man. I'm going to be hanging out. We're going to be dancing up a storm. Me and Alice will be attending. And
that's going to be a great show.
Daughter Lizzie's coming along. So
is that right?
Family affair. We're going to have a lot of time. And we spent so much time hanging out with VO5 for Atwood Fest. It's going to be a lot of fun now to go see them and not have anything to do.
Yeah.
Well, and they're celebrating
the 20 years, right?
Wow. 20 years together.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, totally.
Rocker, always good to see you.
Thanks guys. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend. That's going to do it for us for today, but we're back tonight filling in for Pete Schwabe. Tune in.
And then back on Monday morning as well as Monday afternoon, our new time slot.
From 2 to 5. That's it for us. Stephanie Miller is next. We hope you have a great day. Stay tuned. So long.
It's the John Gordy Show.
John Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.